Hi guys, it's 3 p.m. I think it's the first time. It's my first time making a podcast when the sun is still up. I'm in my dorm right now, and I have a huge presentation tomorrow, and I'm so fucking nervous because my friend did the exact same presentation with the exact same professor today, and she said it went bad, and even one of her groupmate cried in front of the class. So I'm worried sick. I don't know. I don't know whether my gut is trying to trick me or not, but my gut is telling me that everything is going to be okay. But you know, on the other hand, I don't want to hurt myself when that expectation didn't come true tomorrow. But I don't know, I'm just, this is the professor that I respect so much because she's very smart. She's very smart, and everything that comes out of her mouth is true. Everything that she talks is true. She only talks about fact, you know, even though it hurts. So that's what I'm afraid most, because anything that she would say about my presentation or my understanding of the material would be true. I'm not ready 100%. And I'm too nervous to start studying again now. So wish me luck for that. And yeah, the reason I'm making a podcast right now, because I realized that I have a lot of issues. I happen to have another assignments. So this assignments is for a personality class, psychology of personalities. We learned about personalities through a lot of people's through many theories, Freud theories or Carl Jung or Lewin or Carl Rogers. It's a fun class. And then for our last assignment, we have to make a paper. We kind of have to assess ourselves, our personality and our conflicts that we have in life. And I've been postponing it. I told myself that I've been postponing it because there are a lot of other assignments. But I think the truth is because I'm not sure I know who my truly I don't know who am I. I'm not sure I know myself. You know, as a whole, I tried to ask a few of my close friends of what they think about me, and they've said a lot of nice things, but every time, there's this friend that told me that I'm a nice person, that I'm the kind of person that doesn't care about what others think of me, and I'm a very caring person, and She thinks that I know what to say, you know, like at the exact same time, you know, she thinks that I'm the kind of person that could say the right word at the right time, which is a huge compliment because I don't think I am that kind of person. And I'm also 100% certainly not the kind of person that doesn't think of others of the way others think of me, because I do. I've never expressed what I truly feel or what I want to express freely to other people, because I always overthink of what would they think of me if I say this, or what if they think less of me if I do this, or what if they make fun of me if I make a mistake, or if I don't want to look stupid ever. And this is the interesting and also hard for me thing. I've never been feeling, I never feel, you know, free whenever I'm alone, because I always, you know, act like somebody's watching me. I think I'm too self-centered, because I'm too busy thinking, you know, busy thinking about myself, and that's not healthy. Because every time, like today, when I went to the copy room with my friend, I sat down because there was a line. I sat down nicely and I tried so much to sit beautifully, because I was afraid that somebody would look at me, and I don't want to be seen, you know, ugly. And that's tiring, and I don't want that. I just want to do anything that makes me feel comfortable. So that's that. And let's go back to my presentation for tomorrow. The thing that I originally want to say on this podcast is, I realized that I'm afraid of looking stupid tomorrow on my presentation. I'm afraid that I would cry on my presentation. I'm afraid I would answer stupid answers when the professor asked me, and that's why I haven't even started studying for tomorrow's presentation, because if I start to open my book, then I would be hit by the realization that tomorrow is the day that I might look stupid in front of my class, and I kind of don't want that. There are a few people that I wanted so badly to be superior of, because I feel threatened by them, because they're great in their own individual ways, they're smart, and I always try to trick myself into thinking that I'm better than them, and usually I use, you know, like my parents' wealthy, like whenever I use a certain watch or a certain phone, I'd feel more superior, because you know, that's the way that makes me feel at ease, because, you know, knowing that I'm excuse me, like, knowing that I'm I don't know, it's ridiculous to say this out loud, but this is how I exactly feel. Knowing that I'm richer than them makes me feel at ease. Like, I'm not the kind of person that would shove my my trophies at someone who loses, but when I do have my trophies, I act better, I feel better, and I become nicer to people. But when I feel threatened and I feel, you know, shy, timid, and, you know, just like less superior, like inferior, to someone, I'd feel uncomfortable. I would come out as mean, and I would not be able to socialize as well as I would if I feel superior. That's definitely not healthy, and I don't know why did I have that on, like, I don't know what oh shoot, oops, sorry. I don't know, like, what started those feelings. So yeah, when I heard that the presentation that my friend did today went bad, I've been feeling so uneasy from, like, what was that? Like, from 5 hours ago. But then I tried to find comfort into, you know, scrolling through Instagram, and then I came across to this post of the Alexandria, Ontario what's her name again? I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well. Alexandria Ocasio, Ontario. Oh my god. Alexandria Ocasio Cortez. I don't know if that's the right way to pronounce her. I'm pretty sure, but I'm usually wrong when I'm sure. I saw her old video with her friends, her college friends, when she was still a student in Boston University, dancing to the remaking the dancing scene in the Breakfast Club. She looks so charming. She looks so free. She looks so confident, and then I searched her interview on Saturday Night Live and many other talk shows. She's very free. She looks like the kind of person that doesn't really think much of how she looks. And yeah, she looks like that kind of person, but also she looks like she's happy being that kind of person. She is the youngest congresswoman in the America, and that's super super duper cool. Like, I would never able to achieve that. And I don't know why, but I was so sad when I watched that, you know, the interview that she did with a lot of talk shows. And, you know, then I look at her When I looked at her, I was like, oh my God, she's so charming. She's so enchantingly charming. She's beautiful. She's confident. She's very confident in her skin and in the way she is. And then she's able to achieve something that that makes her the only person that has ever been, you know, the only person that the only and the first person, the first and the only person that that has ever achieved that. That's jaw dropping. And you know, when I look at her, I was like, oh, I want to be like her. I want to achieve something that would make me proud of myself, that would make my parents proud of me. And you know, but also, you know, me thinking about the presentation that I would do tomorrow makes me feel sick, like physically sick. You know, like I'm conflicted, like I don't want to face my presentation tomorrow, but I want it to be as great as her. Like, what is wrong with me? Like, there's something conflicting there, right? And I don't know. I've always been the kind of person that's not confident in my own body. Like, I don't know why, what started me to think that, but I do. I think about my flawless every day. I try as hard as I can to make myself look prettier, or even, you know, tricking myself into thinking that I'm prettier than others. So that's why I've always been happiest when others compliment me, because that's probably the only, you know, the only way I could feel better about myself. That's, you know, through someone licking my ass. And I'm just so scared of what would happen tomorrow. So there's this thing that's been going through my mind. So I went to visit America, like, in August or in July, like a few months ago, to visit my family. I wasn't alone, but I was the only person that could speak English. But then my partner can't speak English very well, so I did the talking most of the time. And I don't know why, but is it xenophobic? Like, I don't know, but I always feel inferior, less superior, you know, to white people. Like, I don't know, like, I don't know when did it happen, but I feel like I romanticize white people so much that whenever I see one, I'm like, oh, that is a hot one. Men. Like, if people ask me what's my ideal person, like man, I would picture a white people in my mind. It's not a good thing, because it's not healthy. It's maybe it's racist, and also, it's I don't know, like, it's definitely not healthy, but yeah, that's just it's just not healthy. So when I went to America back then, the guard, I guess, the immigration stuff, like, well, I think there was some problem with my where being, I don't know, like with my ticket, or what, we didn't have a place, like the exact place to stay. Well, it happened in Amsterdam. We didn't have the an exact place to stay in Amsterdam when we came back from America. So in this scenario, we went back from America. When we were going back from America, so when I talked to the staff, he asked what, is your trip for business or pleasure? And I confidently said, "Oh, we're here for a holiday. We were actually there for a 2-day transit, cause our plane back home wasn't until 2 days after that, after I came to Amsterdam, and then he, for 2 days, he asked where would you be staying, and I said we didn't know yet. We haven't booked any hotels, I said. And then, well, he asked a bunch of things, like, when did you plan your trip, like who purchased your ticket, why would you be this unprepared for your trip. And then I tried to explain that something happened with our ticket, so like the reason that we didn't check in into any hotels because we didn't know that we would be able to to come to Amsterdam that day. So he was like, where would you go here? And my partner said the Vincent van Gogh museum, and he said, you could easily see the poster here, like, what else? Like, he kind of like asked my partner and I, like, places to, like, places in Amsterdam, like, into, like, maybe, like, maybe, like, you know, asking whether I knew something about the country. And he said, "Oh, you know nothing about the country, why would I let you in?" And I felt so humiliated, like, I don't know, but oh my god. Like, I don't know, like, that's why I looked up so much to white people. Like, I romanticize white people so much that I felt so ashamed. So stupid. And like, she, I don't know, I have the I feel like he was looking down on me, so I started to stutter, and then I couldn't talk calmly, so I mumbled a lot of words and mixed up a lot of words together. It was I was ashamed because, like I said before, it's a problem. It's a problem, really. But, you know, it's a problem to feel this inferior towards someone. I don't even know what started it and how and when did I start feeling this way. But yeah. And, you know, I could easily feel threatened and attacked, and that's not a happy thought. and he said, he eventually let us in, and he said, well, next time plan your trip better. And I was so mad and so in denial that I said to myself, I hope you rot in hell. Like, you know, whenever that's the pattern that I was talking about. So I was feeling super inferior towards that person, that I became a mean bitch back then. I was so fucking mean towards my partner, like, because throughout the conversation that we exchanged on the gate, my partner told me, dude, you look white, like, you look like you're ill. Like, she was making fun of me, or maybe that was her way of trying to make me feel better, because, you know, that was her way of expressing that everything is going to be okay, just relax. But yes, I was so mean towards my partner. Like, you know, when I felt inferior towards something, whenever I felt insecure, I always became mean. I was so mean towards my partner, and I was not enjoying the trip at all, because, well, it was my dream to go to go visit Van Gogh, but I was so insecure the whole time. Like, I know it sounds so fucking stupid, but I was just, you know, trying to prove my point that I'm, you know, whenever I feel insecure, I'll become mean. I will become a mean person, and to be honest, I don't like that. I don't want to feel that. I just want to be free of this thought that's haunting me. Everything is... this is not what I wanted to become. And... I'm not gonna be able to achieve my dream if... I'm always like this. And I'm too shy to seek professional help. And, well, I'm either too shy or too broke to seek for professional help. That's unhealthy, because I know vividly that that's not healthy, because, well, my major in psychology, and it's important for people to seek help whenever they think that there's something wrong with them, or they're uncomfortable in the way they are. And yeah, I so want to seek help so badly, but well, there's this person, actually the affirmation professor that I mentioned before, that I was going to have a presentation in front of tomorrow. Like, it was her class. She was, like I said, she's so smart, and she says the right word like everything she says is it's worthy to put on a Bible. I really wanted to talk to her about my problems, about my issues, but I'm too shy. Like, yeah, I'm too shy. It feels a bit better and a bit lighter talking about this, you know, even though, you know, I do not really expect anyone to listen to this podcast. I just want my future self to listen to this while she, you know, in the later when you're hopefully in a better place, in a place that you dreamt of, in a place that you are happy with the way you are, and in a place that you are nice to yourself and to anybody, and, you know, just a better, you know, like, healthy mentally. Okay, in summary, oh, it's 31 minutes long. In summary, too long, didn't listen. Mental health is legit, and do not be afraid and do not be shy to seek help. But if you feel like there's something different with you, or if you feel like there's something that needs to be fixed within yourself, and if you don't want to go to the, you know, to ask for a professional help immediately, you could always, you know, reflect into yourself, try to think, try to, I don't know, like, just reflect and talk and journaling, you know, having your feelings put out from your mind, from your subconscious place, because it's important. It's important to do that, you know, so that everything that you're feeling wouldn't get mixed up with everything that's going on in your mind, because that would not be healthy for you. So I recommend, you know, talking about that out loud, or even better, writing it down. And, you know, like, maybe burn it after you feel better. But yeah, don't keep it to yourself. Like, put it out. But also, it's very important for you to not just never diagnose yourself, because that wouldn't do no good to you. It's just, if you feel like the thing that's happening in yourself is, you know, if you can't help yourself, then seek help. That's it from me. Wish me luck for my presentation tomorrow, and, you know, 2019, oh my god, happy new year, 2019, let's try to be better.